Morning.
Morning.
Thursday and ready to go on the road.
Cleveland created a lot of problems for Tennessee last week with a lot of turnovers and a lot of pressure on the quarterback. What do you see from their defense and the challenges they have for you?
A lot of aggressiveness from their defense. I think Tennessee had to use 5 timeouts at one point in time and multiple fumbles, like you said, multiple big-time hits on the QB. So we've got our work cut out for us. They're a physical, aggressive group. They've been in their system now for over a year, so they're getting better each and every week.
Jack had said that when you're on the road, that home crowd is only as loud as you let it be. How important is a fast start offensively, maybe to kind of, you know, toning down that advantage?
That's one of the components, you know, of quiet in the crowd, but they definitely will have a lot of energy in that place, and the opponent, being Cleveland, will feed off that, so that poses another challenge.
Granted, teams match up differently against each other, but you look at the Cincinnati game and then you look at the Baltimore game, you had a lot more success against Baltimore. What were some of the key differences for your offense from week one to week two?
I think just the production, just being able to do fundamental football, block, run, throw, catch. We prepared better. We game planned better. We probably called better plays. Just overall, we showed some improvement.
You mentioned the game plan better. Did you not like the first week and did you fix the second week? Were things you did differently?
Well, there's always going to be some tweaks that we do week by week. We're always looking to get better and have better production. So it was the first game. We learned a lot. Sometimes you learn more from when you stub your toe than you do from your triumph. So we want to learn as much from our recent game as we did from week one, so we can see that same jump here into week three.
Look at that drive that resulted in a touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree. You as a play caller, do you feel like you're in a groove when you're calling those plays and you start ripping off big chunks?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, Jared. It's really about the players. They just our guys played well the other day, and we showed some improvement. I think our entire offensive group, they want to get better each and every day. They come to work, and we're looking forward to a good Thursday practice today to get better from yesterday.
You have lots of weapons and only one ball, but would you like to see more receiving production from your tight ends to get them maybe more involved and use them on the field, or does that?
Yep, for sure. We'd like to see more touches for everybody, but especially the tight ends, and more touches for Latavius. The more the merrier.
How was Clyde Wolford kind of in terms of catching up from that time that he missed? Is he back up to speed?
He's definitely making progress. His coach, Bob Johnson, thought he had his best day of practice yesterday as we spoke as a staff afterwards. So he's making progress and getting back into football shape after missing really the entirety of training camp.
Talk about more touches for Latavius. Are defenses loading the box against him? Why is he not getting maybe three touches?
Well, I wouldn't expect those numbers or those statistics to remain, you know, at those levels over time. We just got a 2-game sample size up to this point.
But have they been, defenses been focusing on him more?
Well, we just had 2 games. You know, I think everybody's got to focus on the running back to try to stop the run, because you don't want to die that slow death of getting a run down your throat, which that'd be the ideal way to do it.
So Latavius better at catching the ball than you thought it was going to be when he came in here? Something
he's done a nice job. He's done a nice job catching the ball out of the backfield. So throwing and catching between he and Derek has been a bright spot.
Retooled the offensive line in the offseason. That was a big emphasis. And then Menelik goes down, and now Austin Howard's had to step in. Didn't really allow a sack last week against one of the more formidable pass rushes in the NFL. How's the offensive line coming together, especially in pass protection?
It's a work in progress. They work hard every day. The preparation is just terrific, you know, between Mike and Tim, our coaches. So we're looking for more improvement from the O-line. They're doing a nice job up to this point, but we all know we can be better.
How good is the Browns secondary? Is that something that one of the better ones in the league?
They've got good experience. Got Tramone Williams from Green Bay. And, of course, Joe Hayden and the safeties are very good players. It'll be a challenge. As Jack said, they play a lot of sticky, tight man-to-man coverage. So we're going to have to be at our best.